Congresswoman Schultz joins us now. She's also chair of the Democratic National Committee. She just came from the House floor. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie.
Tell me what the strategy is right now.
You know, the strategy is that we're at a point in the year where we've had more than 100 mass shootings in this country. And countless numbers of times that members of Congress from the cities across this country in which those shootings have taken place have stood on the House floor in the well and asked for a moment of silence and the thoughts and prayers of our colleagues. Well, thoughts and prayers aren't good enough anymore. We have to act. We have an obligation to make sure that the legacy of those children
who were killed is honored. How long will you be there? What's the strategy? How will you measure what you can accomplish?
Well, we are going to hold the floor of the House of Representatives. We are in our 19th hour until we can get the majority to do their jobs and give us a vote.
So Congress has adjourned.
It is a cowardly act that they have not at least allowed a vote.
But Congressman, hasn't Congress adjourned? Hasn't the Speaker adjourned Congress and said you can go home till after the July 4th holiday?
He has, but that doesn't mean that we can't continue, and we will continue to shine a spotlight on this issue, the fact that the Republicans in the majority will not allow a vote on bills that would simply say, if you are suspected of terrorism, if you are on the terrorist watch list, if you are on the no-fly list in this country, then you should not be able to buy a gun. And look, they don't have to vote for the bill, but they have to put the bill on the floor and own up to where they are and stare their constituents in the eye and say yay or nay. That's what I'm elected to do. But they're running and hiding because of the NRA.